recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
I am They Follow the Butcher Dobashi, and this is Lyrical Spit Volume 83. My guest today, we go way back. He's a co-host of Turnbuckle Turmoil, and the leader of the Real School Army, and host of the NGW Green Room. The coach of the most from coast to coast who don't like to boast, the one and only Coach Mike Jones. What's up, my brother?
Hey, Coach Mike Jones, the coach of the most, coming at you from coast to coast here in Puyallup, Washington. How you doing, brother?
You know, I'm doing pretty good. You know, just, you know, trying to heal up and mend my wound, you know, my ankle. It's coming along, you know, slowly but surely, and working on a couple big things, and I can't reveal them. Hopefully by the end of the month I can. I know we talked about it off air, but besides that, doing okay. But you know, Mike, you know, I might be sitting back in the backgrounds, but I've been, you know, following you, not to jump you or anything, but we do have a settled score, but that's something, you know, whatever. But I see that you've been getting around, still doing your green room and promoting NGW and keeping strong. So, and I know you have a little beef out there. I don't know how you want to start, if you want to bring up that certain person or not, but I mean, just fill everyone in, my brother.
Yeah, you know, Danny Bonaducci accepted my challenge years ago, so I can avenge Johnny Fairplay for Danny Bonaducci knocking his teeth out. And what a just bunch of crock of crap. He used to walk around saying that he's wearing Johnny's teeth around his neck and on a necklace. I guess he quit doing that, but what a scared punk.
Well,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Well, if I remember correctly, you might want to refresh everyone's memory. Was that some kind of award show, right? And didn't Johnny Fairplay was acting kind of goofy and jumped on Danny Bonaducci and Danny, like, popped his tooth out? Or you want to explain what happened there?
Yeah, they were at some reality TV show award seminar or ceremony, and Danny and Johnny were the hosts. And as Johnny says, Danny was all buddy-buddy with him before that, and like carrying Danny or Johnny around with like piggyback, walking around the place, introducing Johnny to all his friends. And then when the show comes, Johnny jumps up on Danny's, on the front of him, and all of a sudden Danny snapped and threw Johnny over his head, and Johnny landed on his face first on the stage and broke all his teeth out.
Oh, so he didn't punch him or nothing. He ended up just hitting.
No.
Oh, see, I got the impression that he punched him.
No, he threw him over his head and he landed on his face straight behind him.
So technically Danny didn't knock out his tooth. The floor did.
The floor did, but because of him throwing him over his head.
Wow.
That's what happened. And then I guess Johnny sued him, and he got money for it. And they made up after that. But then all of a sudden I'm listening to the radio, and I hear that Danny Bonaducci was in Seattle. And I'm like, okay, I'm going down there. And he was in Tacoma at Tacoma Dodge. Well, I went down there.
Let the fans know, this was years ago when...
It was.
Okay. About when him coming down to Seattle, because he's still the DJ on the radio station, right?
Yeah, he's been here 10 years
now. Okay. I just want to keep the fans... I know the story, but I want to keep the fans, you know, in order, focused. But, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so he accepted my challenge initially and says at least three times that day, I'm going to make you lots of money. And then immediately afterwards, he like chickens out, basically acts like I got to pay for the whole thing. You know, I promoted their shows, had their banners at my gym, done all kinds of stuff for them and plugged their shows. You know, he did get me in the movie Bigfoot with him and Alice Cooper. But other than that, that's not the deal. The deal was we were going to have a match to avenge Johnny Fairplay. And like he said to all the people, he was going to knock my teeth out, which he ain't going to do shit.
Wow. So between, you know, back then was around 10 years ago when I remember that. I remember you telling me and I remember watching that all the hoopla about, you know, you guys going to wrestle. And I remember you were promoting it. So were you and Danny, you know, still communication for a while and, you know, keeping in touch? Was he still accepting your phone calls and stuff?
Well, yeah. I mean, we've kept in touch ever. I mean, we've messaged each other in the last month or so even, but still he just acts like I need to go away and acts like I don't exist. And then I called up Steve Harvey to see about getting us on the Steve Harvey show. They love the idea. They're like, shit, yeah, we'll have you on. They even offered Danny Bonaducci $11,000 and he won't do it. Because for one, he doesn't want the people knowing he's a fake pussy who's a liar and scared of the coach the most.
Wow. 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 Well, hopefully, you know, you'll hear this. Shoot, maybe we'll try to get a hold of TMZ and stuff because, you know, Danny Bonaducci, I don't know him personally, but he always portrayed as a tough guy, you know? You know what I'm saying? So,
oh, yeah.
It just kind of amazes me how he's not talking to the coach anymore. Either he's jealous or he has envy or maybe he's just plain scared.
Well, he was talking to me, like I said, up until a month ago when I was like, hey, man, put us on Steve Harvey. He said, don't ever mention my name again. And he's not interested in doing anything. Well, you know what? Every day on his show, he's talking about he's going to fight this guy. He's going to fight that guy. But, of course, he's not mentioning my name. And I'm not trying to do it for, like, no tough guy thing, this or that. I'm trying to do it just for the fate or the spite of the challenge, and to do it for charity.
Right. Well, we know that you're a tough guy because I know, you know, professional wrestlers have challenged you before. And I mean, you were pretty much like put up or shut up. And, you know, I've seen videos where you won fights. I mean, you're a tough SOB. You ain't no joke. I mean, I've been in the ring with you and you're a tough SOB. So, you know, who knows? Maybe, who knows? Hey, maybe someone got in his ear, or like maybe he's scared. But I think maybe if fans hear, and maybe, you know, I'm sure he has an ego and people think he's a scaredy cat, I think he might accept your challenge.
You know, and the other thing is, you know, I don't go around. I always know there's someone bigger, badder, tougher. But hey, there's facts. I'm undefeated in cage matches. I'm undefeated in amateur MMA, and I'm fearless as can be. And I got promoters all over the world who want to see this fight. I got the Millionaire Fight Club on the East Coast that want to have this fight. I got Bill Brown from Vegas, and, of course, myself. So there's three promoters right there that want to see this.
How about celebrity boxing?
Well, the Millionaire Fight Club does celebrity boxing.
Oh, okay, okay. And he still don't want to do it.
He doesn't want to do anything. He doesn't want to acknowledge that I exist because then people will know he's a fake pussy liar.
Well, you know what? You know, we might need to get a petition going out. I'll help back the petition.
And then he loves TikTok. TikTok needs to be exposed because the clock is ticking. TikTok. Well, and you know what? He's 13-0 in boxing. He has no reason not to take that challenge.
Well, you know what? I know this week we're going to get together and you and I are going to tape in Northwest NGW Green Room. While we'll do that on my TikTok, we're going to do one to promote, you know, Danny Bartaducci if he's scared or not to fight Coach Mike Jones.
Exactly. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You got me pumped now. I was like one of those Sundays, and I was kind of sluggish, kind of my slow day. Now you got me pumped, brother.
Nice. And just like today on Turnbuckle Turmoil, when I plugged you, brother, and told everyone that I'm coming on your show tonight to do this promotion, I let him know that you and I have been up and down the road, had our ups and downs. But the fact of the matter is, I would not be in wrestling if it wasn't for you, and I'm forever indebted, and I appreciate it, and so grateful, and thank you.
Well, I appreciate it. And that's one thing. We might be, you know, have our outs and stuff in and out of the ring, but, you know, we respect each other, and that's a big thing. There's a brotherhood there. And just like brothers, definitely, we might fight each other, but when it comes down to the bottom line, we love each other, and if someone messes with us, we always have each other's back.
Amen. Thank you.
Well, I have some emails. We could get back on this subject, but I got a few emails, which is kind of interesting because I was promoting this a while back when you were going to come on about a month ago, and I have some emails from the fans. So do you want to answer some of them?
Sure, I'd be happy to.
All right.
You've got mail.
That's old school right there. All right. This one's from Jesus Walker, and he emailed lyricalspit@gmail.com, and it says, Mr. Jones, do you have any fun facts about that sci-fi Bigfoot movie that you were on or in?
Yes. That was a great show. Alice Cooper was on there, Greg Brady, Bruce Davidson. And here's a fun fact. Karma got Donnie Bonaducci right in the ass that day.
What happened?
An unbelievable fact happened that day. Well, somehow he had his teeth are like rotten or something. One of his teeth fell out on the set that day. And then I got to go in his trailer, me and Wild Lyle's in his trailer. And there's a YouTube clip of this, of Coach Mike Jones and Wild Lyle in Danny Bonaducci's trailer on the set of Bigfoot while we're talking wrestling, and Danny's over there in the mirror gluing his teeth in the trailer.
No way.
How ironic is that?
So he glued it instead of go getting a fix at the dentist?
Well, he couldn't because he's on the set of the show.
That's funny. Hey, Sabu stitches. Yeah. Hey, Sabu used to, you know, stitches wounds up. So I guess you could do it with teeth, right?
Yes, definitely.
That's hilarious. Any good pranks or ribs on the movie set?
No, I didn't see any of those. No, but I did. I was able to film the movie being made. I've got footage of the movie being made, where they're shooting with green screens and stuff like that. I'm going to have to release that one of these days.
No, I got a question. So I remember watching scenes where you're running for your life from Bigfoot and stuff. Was that kind of odd or weird doing it? Were you like running from an imaginary thing?
They basically said, yes, look over here. And he's up there, and they had a big pole that you had to look up to.
Uh-huh.
And the fact of the matter is there's only two people that did not get killed in the movie, and that's the real Shmuel Army's Coach Mike Jones and Wild Lyle.
Oh, I just got a great idea, and I'll talk to you off air about it.
Okay, and then I'm on the trailer running for my life with my NGW shirt on the trailer of the movie.
Another cool
thing that happened, we're in this big field, like doing 100-yard dashes with a big crowd of people.
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden, someone fell down right in front of me, and I hurdled them in midair. They didn't get that part, but it was
awesome.
Part of that trailer, yeah.
That is freaking awesome. Okay. All right, I got another one from Tammy J. And
all right, Tammy.
She emailed lyricalspit@gmail.com. CMJ, I guess that stands for Coach Mike Jones. Who would win in a three-way? And I'm not talking in about a sexual way. I am talking about a three-way dance with yourself, Danny Bonaducci, and Johnny Fairplay.
Oh, well, I'm going to win that one.
I figured you were going to say that.
And people don't know, Johnny Fairplay is a trained wrestler. He's no punk. I mean, people think he is, but he can hold his own. But, you know, Danny's a black belt in karate himself. But I know Johnny Fairplay is not a black belt, but he's a trained wrestler at least.
And he knows how to get under people's skin.
Yeah, definitely. Well, he's got some of the most heat in wrestling in the past.
Speaking of Johnny Fairplay, talk about the time. What judge show was you and Johnny Fairplay on? I remember watching it.
Yeah, him and I got to be on Judge Alex on Bad Boys Week. Joey Buttafuoco, and there was a few other gangsters on there. There was five of us they had on the picture of Bad Boys Week. But me and Johnny Fairplay was the number one rated show on Judge Alex.
Wow. Did you get to meet those other guys?
No, we didn't.
No? Wow. What, was the judge pretty cool?
He's pretty cool, but he's a biased judge, a fake, and he's a crooked judge.
Why would you say that? I want some juicy scoops.
He was in love with Johnny Fairplay. Johnny Fairplay's like flirting with him, and Judge Alex says usually the women try to smooth him over, but he'll take it.
Wow, that's freaking awesome. what happened? What was the final verdict? I can't remember. It was a while ago.
Well, the deal was we booked him here in Washington, and During the weekend that I booked him, we had a comedy show in Tacoma. That went well. We had a wrestling show in Spanaway. That went okay, except it was an outdoor show and it monsooned rain.
Okay.
And so hardly anybody came and half the sponsors didn't come. So I didn't have all the money that day because, you know, I depended on the sponsors that were coming. But since they didn't come because it monsooned rain. And then the cool thing about it, Johnny knew that I would just send him the money the next week or whatever.
Right.
He wasn't too worried about it, but he's got hookups in Hollywood and got us on the Judge Alex show because I owed him money. And the cool thing about that is it's basically a work and where you get paid whether you win or lose. And so we both got paid, but they ended up paying off what I owed him. So, and then we got to be in Hollywood for the weekend too. So it was pretty sweet.
Oh, right on. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's another one from Jason Cooper, and he emailed at lyricalspit@gmail.com. He says, Coach Mike Jones, which TV show did you like better, The Partridge Family or The Brady Bunch, and why?
Well, of course, I love the Partridge Family because Shirley Jones is my mom, brother.
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
No.
I know. I'm just playing with you.
I wish you was.
Well, yeah. Well, then you'd want the older daughter there to be your stepsister, and then you can make a good video.
Yeah. Lori Partridge.
Oh, that's right, Lori. Well, I thought you were going to say Brady Bunch because Danny Bonaducci was on the Partridge Family.
No. I really enjoyed that show. I mean,
it was good.
Danny's character was good too, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was good. Do you remember when the Brady Bunch did a show, you know, they put an album out, I guess. Remember on one of the episodes they were all singing?
Yeah, I think they actually put out a couple, Sign Guy was telling me.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of funny. That's kind of funny. And how many, I know Partridge Family put out some though, right? Yeah,
I think they put out like a half dozen, and a few of them hit number one. They've sold millions of records.
Yeah, because they were legit. And then Sean Cassidy, right? The brother, Sean Cassidy, wasn't it?
It was
David Cassidy.
David Cassidy, where he was huge, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, he was worldwide.
And in Vegas.
Like eight women or eight ladies got killed at his shows from trying to press up to the front.
Wow.
At his shows.
Oh, Speaking of that, you see that new show that is coming out? Something to do with 50 states with Snoop Dogg and Kelly Clarkson?
I haven't.
So what they're doing, they're going to do a concept with all 50 states and with, you know, provinces like Puerto Rico and stuff. And they're going to take the best singer artist from each state and they're going to see who's the best, right? And
Okay. Guess
there's a couple, there's one well-known artist that's going to compete for his state. And I think he's from Colorado. You know who it is? I might be wrong with the state, but Michael Bolton.
Okay, wow, cool.
But it's funny, but you figure he might win on popularity with the women if he's still relevant. But it's funny, they're going to have known stars. And then, so I was waiting to see if they're going to show who's going to be in Seattle. But they didn't mention.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought it was funny. Michael Bolton, and there's a few other famous singers that's going to represent the state. So I think it's going to be kind of interesting.
Shit, he had one of the greatest voices of all time, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. You think it's better than John Cena's?
Oh, hell
yeah. I'm just playing. All right. I got another one. This one's from, what was the last one from? Was the last one from Jason Cooper?
What was it?
Okay, well, I think it's Sarah. I might have said the names wrong. Okay, this one's from Sarah Jordan. She emailed lyricalspit@gmail.com, and she writes or types or whatever you want to say. Coach Mike Jones. Oh, this is a good one. I read this. Okay. If Danny Bottaducci is ducking you, I see on TikTok he has been going to these half-price bookstores in Washington State and randomly autographing stuff that has himself on it and sticking it back on the shelves. Why don't you hide out and jump him at one of the locations? And that would be good publicity for everyone. What's your thoughts on that, Coach Mike Jones?
Hey, I'm a law-abiding citizen, and I don't belong in jail. And I would much rather take him on head-on. And then, I loved his book. His book is hilarious, dude.
Oh, he has
his
a book
biography.
Out?
Yeah, it's his biography. It's hilarious. And then, I like their albums, too, but... No, I want to face him head on.
Wow. What kind of match would you want with him?
I'll do any type of match he likes.
How about if he just wants to go straight up boxing?
That's fine. I boxed when I was growing up. We used to box in school.
Uh-huh.
If you got into a hassle at school, they used to make you box. I think I only lost one the whole time I was in school.
What school did you go to?
I went to Horseman. I went to Stewart. I went to Foss.
So they did that here in Tacoma?
Yes.
Wow, they should still do that. That's a good idea.
Yes.
I think I vaguely remember them letting people do that. Well, that was back in the good old days when kids got hacked.
Yes, exactly. And the principal, they seen you fight, and he would just like grab both of you and take you straight over to Times League box. And it basically settled the deal. They punched each other's lights out. And next thing you know, they weren't fighting no more because they settled it.
Wow. Yeah, nowadays they pull out a gun. What do you think about... You know, Washington State is the only state in the United States that you could steal a car and a cop can't chase you.
It's ridiculous, man.
You hear all the shootings? Did I tell you what happened to me this morning?
You did. It's horrible, dude.
Yeah, I'm so glad that I didn't do what I had to do and there was no cars behind me and I backed out. But that's the reason I got to conceal weapons. People just, there was a story where someone had their phone stolen and the guy was so fed up, he tracked his phone down and ended up shooting the guy. Maybe he shouldn't have shot the guy, but people are getting fed up with all this crime and people's going to just have to, I'm not condoning it, but, people are starting to get their own vengeance, vigilante, it's this guy just, I was listening on what Dory Monson, where his truck got stolen three times. You know, and they caught it three, you know, he got it the third time, but it's just ridiculous because if you even get caught, it you know, a hand slap. Oh, one more thing. Cain Velasquez, you know, UFC fighter. You heard about him, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, the laws are so screwed up. So the story, I got it from multiple sources. They don't know if his niece or daughter, she was at a daycare, and a daycare is hooked up to a house, right? So the family member got molested. And apparently the guy that molested him had, like, done it 100 times to other kids, I guess. So they were going to let the guy go with an ankle bracelet. Let him go. So,
goodness,
So he chased him 11 miles, rammed the car and shot at him, and it hit his stepdad. No one died, but now he might do to 20 to 25 years. And they interviewed a lot of UFC fighters. They even interviewed a lot of WWE wrestlers, and they said, you know what? We probably would have did, you know, something worse. You know, we back him. And even Dana White was like, you know, it's unfortunate. You know, people say that's what they're going to do. He's from another country, and he said what he was going to do. And Joe Rogan even said, the only bad thing about it, he should have killed him with his own bare hands, you know. But,
yeah,
I mean.
And then, excuse me.
No, I'm just going to say, I just, you know, this guy gets out, and I just feel bad. Hopefully, you know, he don't do 20 years. But anyways, that's my rant.
And then, you know, you got Washington State that just lets them out immediately.
Yeah.
We're the state that's trying to let the Green River Killer out. Inslee wants to let him out.
I thought he was already dead.
No, he's still alive.
Let me tell you, he had like
50 counts.
Yeah.
And then there's no way he should even be eligible to get out.
Well, here's a fun fact I got to tell you. My grandma lived on the same block as the Green River Killer.
Wow.
Yep. Over there, right above Algona. And yeah, yep. Well, it's just crazy. They're just letting these people out. It's the democratic way, I guess, but defund the police, this and that. And I feel bad for the police because they can't really do nothing. They can't.
Yeah, and then, you know, they just want chaos, it seems like.
Oh, yeah. And then they blame the gun owners, but the gun owners are the ones that are responsible. The people that are using the guns illegally, you know, they're the ones that got the guns. Another quick thing too. I believe I read today there was two more shootings today, and I believe there was a killing at a pot shop. I don't know if it was a killing, but the problem with that is these pot shops are getting targeted because they're all cash, because they can't put their money in the bank, so they're easy targets.
I know, that's horrible.
And then
that's horrible. You're hearing about it daily.
Yep. And two Walgreens by me, the cell phone place down there on Bridgeport, Lively Market, they all got cars rammed into them. And then,
yeah.
I mean, it's just on and on, but what is, I just hope it gets better. So everyone be careful.
Yeah. You know, it was getting better for a while when they put people away, but now when they just keep letting them out, it seems like, you know, there's nothing to...
Especially Kane County, Seattle, it's a sanctuary city. They legalize all drugs, and then you get all these illegals coming in, you know, from the border, drug dealers. It's a sanctuary city. I mean, and then they're the ones that are stealing the cars.
Goodness, I know.
To get the drugs. But anyways, we go round and round and round and round. Yeah, any good jokes real quick? I had a joke I wanted to say to lighten the mood up, and I forgot. Oh! Next time, I'll remember it for our next thing. But anyways, do you have anything else you want to go over before we do our shout-outs and stuff? Or, I mean, I could stay on as long as you want, brother.
Okay, well... What's a computer's least favorite food?
What?
Spam.
Okay, I got one. What's the worst part going down in a 95-year-old?
What is it?
Hitting your head on the coffin.
Oh, shit. What's the chiropractor's favorite music?
What?
Hip-hop.
Okay, okay. Oh, gosh. I can't think of any right now.
Man, I love all the jokes I've heard on your show, my God, and they're all original. I've never heard any of them. They were funny as hell.
Oh, I can't think of any offhand. I had another one, but I can't think of any right now.
All right.
I got one. I don't know if you heard it before. It's kind of an old one. How can you tell a Middle Eastern reach puberty?
I'm not sure.
When they take their diapers off and put it on top of their head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
That's true, yeah.
Oh, hey, I want your opinion real quick. Because I know we were talking about, I don't know if we were talking about it on air or off air, about, you know, men going as women and breaking all these records, you know. So I'm sick of this double standard where, okay, I'm not saying anything wrong about Lizzo being fat, right? But if a guy says Lizzo is fat and they say, oh, that's body shaming, blah, 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 and then everyone's making fun of 50 Cent and saying he's fat, you know, he's swole, he's not as fit when he was like 20 years old, but it's okay for people making fun of him. I don't know. To me, that pisses me off, a double standard. What's your thoughts on that?
I know. Jeez. It's stupid, dude. And then the men as women in competitions is stupid also. They should have their own division.
Well, if I was a woman, I'd be even more pissed than the guys. They're ruining it for them. They're ruining women's sports.
Yeah, and women's liberation, too.
Yep. So I am hoping, well, if they don't fix the election and all that and do something different, I think we're going to be, we could go on a whole different thing or talk off here about this whole war that's going on. I really think it's a global reset with the elites. So, don't always believe what the news is saying. And I remember Joe Rogan saying there's always reason where there's a war, and I'm even saying, you know, because the news always lies. So just do your homework and don't get sucked into the propaganda.
Definitely. And we had some breaking news on Turnbuckle Turmoil with our special guest we had today, the King of Connecticut, Matthew Granahan.
Okay, what's the news?
The news is Tulsi Gabbard's running in 2024. I really like her, and I like her ideas. And she's thinking about bringing on the King of Connecticut as her running mate, Matthew Granahan.
Ooh. Okay, it's gonna get interesting. Right on.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I mean, everyone's got some sort of fault. It's like no one's perfect, but she's lining up pretty good.
I always liked Tulsi Gabbard. She's from Hawaii, correct?
Yes.
I remember listening to her on Joe Rogan, and she was in the military, and she's outspoken. So, you know, anyone's going to be better than the administration we have right now. So I pray, you know, but we'll see what happens. We'll see what
happens. You see they're trying to shut her up, and they're even like trying to threaten to put her in jail and shit.
Well, okay, here's the thing. Well, okay, Donald Trump, you know, everything he said about everything came out to be true. Okay, check this out. So everyone said about the Biden laptop, Hunter Biden laptop, was fake conspiracy. It came out in the Washington Post. It came out that it was 100% true. This should be the biggest scandal in American history because it shows where it proves that the Biden is in bed with Ukraine, you know, and all that. Everything that was said was conspiracies coming true. Look at DeSantis. The media's scared of DeSantis in Florida, right? What are they trying to do? They're trying to make him look bad. So I'm sure that they're going to do that with Tulsi Gabbard because they're afraid of her. Whoever they're afraid of, they're going to try to persecute him and make him look like a bad guy.
Exactly. It's horrible, man.
Oh, yeah. Just like the Dana White got Trump on these kids' podcasts, drew 6 million people, right? And then, you know, YouTube is making money off of that. 2 days later, they take it off. I was shocked. Joe Rogan spoke up. He's having Trump on the Joe Rogan's podcast. You know, that's the biggest media outlet in the world.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So we're going to see how Spotify is going to handle that because they've been trying to censor him. But anyways.
Yeah, and then, hey, most people don't know the thing about, like, with Neil Young and Joni Mitchell trying to get their music off there.
Right.
That was a whole publicity thing.
Was it?
It had nothing to do with them trying to stand up for their rights or trying to shut Rogan down.
Uh-huh.
But the deal is they're trying to make their own platform.
Oh.
So they did a publicity stunt to get more people looking their way.
Uh-huh.
And then to get on their side and feel sorry for them. And then I hear that they're going to be coming out with their own platform.
Wow. I think I believe what you're saying, but I don't know. I think that might hurt them. Don't you think the way they did it? Cause Joe Rogan's the biggest, you know, media guy out there. Do you think it's going to hurt them or do you think they will have their followers?
I think that their true fans will still stick with them. And then they probably got sympathizers.
Well, hey,
you know, that thinking they did the right thing.
Well, hey, there you go. Well, that makes sense. That makes sense.
And yeah, you don't hear about that.
No, of course not. Of course not. Of course not.
And then those two were basically like all about freedom of speech back in the day. And then now look at them.
Freedom of speech, but then they're pissed off at Joe Rogan.
Yeah, yeah.
But let me tell you about Joe Rogan, though. I was kind of wish he didn't apologize, but you know what? Joe Rogan ain't no dummy. I think he's just a master game player and he knows how to get around these guys. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, yeah.
He ain't no dummy. He is not no dummy. I mean,
yeah, definitely.
But yeah, it's just, I just hope, I mean, we could go on and on, but I just hope I people been telling me that there's some big, and I've been hearing this, and I'm sure you have, some big things are going to happen. But I heard that some big things are going to happen, and I'm not saying they will, but I'm praying and keeping an open mind about it because if it does, it'll be great. But since we're on the subject, I got a question for you. So, you know, We all know the government's been lying to us, and who knows, they've been doing it for years or whatnot. So if you think about the history, right, whoever wins the war is going to write the history in their words, correct? So it makes me question everything. I'm not saying the earth is flat, you know, or nothing like that, but, you know, NASA, you know, they had all the Nazis, you know, the back in the Nazi, you know, Hitler area and all these countries, you know, split the Nazi scientists. And, you know, that's how NASA was formed.
Yep. After the war. Yep.
Yep. So I personally don't believe we landed on the moon. Right. I don't think so, but I know people do. But so right now they're saying, people are saying the new religion is science. Think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. If like they're trying to they're looking down on religion now, right? And teaching all this crap. So you think about it. Everything they say about science, you haven't seen any proof. So it's almost like faith or religion if you think about it. So all of these years, How do we know? I'm not saying the earth is flat, but how do we know we haven't been lied to? And so, so like we were growing up thinking the earth is round as a globe, but that's what they told us, but we're just putting our faith into them. You know what I'm saying? So they could tell us what all, you know, whatever they want to tell us. So I wish people would, I think I'm getting at, people should keep an open mind and, you know, and believe what you want to believe, but look into it. Keep your mind open. Do your homework and don't just listen to this mainstream propaganda media. I mean, what's your thoughts? I know I'm jabbing right now.
Well, my thoughts are I don't believe they went to the moon because, for one, they're supposed to have a flag up there still. And that the car that they were driving around is still up there. You got these telescopes that can see like past the moon. Right. I want to see the flag on the moon, and I want to see what that car looks like. It's got to have like a foot of dust on it,
right?
You know, No.
Did you ever see
go straight to the flag in the car? That's what I want you to do.
Right? Did you ever see the WikiLeaks video that was leaked out, and they had footage of them making the moon landing?
Oh, and everything I've seen of the moon landing looks fake as hell.
Right. Oh yeah. I mean, I just wish people like have an open mind, you know, just, you know, other shows like Murky Chronicles, whatever, we like to, you know, open people's minds. We're not saying what we're saying might be not 100% correct, but let it be a conversation starter and do your own homework. I mean,
Definitely.
Anyways, do you have anything else you want to talk about?
No, we went a lot longer than we thought we were going to go. I appreciate you having me on.
No, well, you know, why don't we give all your shout outs and stuff. And if there's anything else you want to talk about, we got some time left. If not, we'll have you back on and then even get you on Murky Chronicles. But the floor is yours, brother.
Okay, yes. Yeah, I'm excited about our guest coming up on Turnbuckle Turmoil. We're booked pretty much all the way through June.
Nice.
We got some big guests coming up. We got Jenny Santana, World Grappling Champions, coming up. We got Leatherface, Tony Myers, the Stro Maestro, Rob Kellum going to be on. We got Jazz Taylor coming on. May is going to be called Blades Month. We'll have Roger Blades. He's going to be going into a Wrestling Hall of Fame here shortly. And we got the May the 4th Be With You special. And we've already got Jake Shannon is going to be in June. I'm looking forward to that one also. And then you guys can check me out on the YouTube at Coach Mike Jones, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Coach Mike Jones. Don't forget to check out the Real School Army and the NGW Green Room. And also my buddy Sign Guy has the Sign of the Times. He's on Sign of the Times episode 523. And he's also on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter also.
All right. You got it all out?
Yes, thanks, brother.
All right. Well, I got some quick shout-outs. A birthday shout-out to Cowboy Scott Casey. His birthday was on the 19th yesterday. Also today, March 20th, my two sisters were born on the same day, 10 years apart, to my sister Elizabeth and Jamila. A shout-out to Hey Yo, the Razor Ramon. Big Scott Hall, rest in heaven, brother. Tales from the Abyss, Jay Linderman and Pahu Rojo, and you can get Lyrical Spit and Murky Chronicles, which is hosted by myself and gorgeous Kenny Roberts on all major podcast platforms and lyricalspit.com for all the links. And then don't forget our 24-hour hotline, 360-200-8779. Leave a message and you may just hear yourself on the show. And we can't forget about Sweet and Low Upholstery. They're stitching is bitching. Hashtags. Hey. Yes.
Oh, excuse me. I got one more thing. Keep going, though.
No. Go ahead.
No, I interrupted your sponsors. Go ahead, buddy.
No, no, that's it. I was just going to say, hashtag save our children. Epstein and McAfee didn't kill himself. And if she has an apple, she has a banana. But go ahead.
That's true. And we want to congratulate your co-host from Lovelock, Thunder Rosa, the new heavyweight women's champion of AEW.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. You know, yes, I have, you know, been messaging with her. It's awesome. She made it to the top, the first woman NWA and AEW World Women's Champion.
Yeah, what a story she's got.
Yes, yes. And what a brutal match. Demented? Am I demented liking women bleeding?
There's a battle. The women are tough nowadays. And then she's tough, too. I mean, I imagine she could beat a good percentage of dude wrestlers.
Yeah. Or a lot of dudes will let them beat them, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah.
She's no joke in MMA either.
Nope, she's not. She is not. So, you know, great things coming, and let's see what else happens to her. We'll see. We'll see. Hey, I think WWE's kind of eating crow, trying to, you know, asking her to be a referee.
Oh, yeah, geez.
You heard about that, right?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah. WWE wanted her, you know, her and it was another wrestler, woman wrestler, but they wanted to bring her in as a referee, and she didn't want to do that.
Hell no, yeah.
But, you know, she stuck to her guns, and look where she's at today.
Yeah, and I know she's even busier than ever, but we're always hoping and praying we can get her back on your show and then into the Northwest here one of these days.
Yes, yes. But, you know, we could always work on that like a woodpecker hitting a tree.
Yeah. Yeah, well, never say die.
Yep. Well, like I said, if she has an apple, she has a banana. But before we go, I just want to emphasize again, if she has an apple, she has a banana. But before we go, I got to stop saying that. How about we end the show with a treat and we play your walk-on song, you know, to the ring. And I think that you should just introduce it, and that's how we'll end the show.
All right. Thank you, Joe Love and the Never Were. Here is Coach Mike Jones' walk-on song. Thanks, everybody.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dosed, undiagnosed. You feeling tired, life expired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones. Everybody say coach, coach. Everybody say coach Mike Jones. Now scream.
This is Theyfola, the Butcher Dobashi. Please share, follow, and or subscribe on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on most of your major podcast platforms. I am also ordained, and I can marry you and give you all your blessing needs. Send your booking request to DobashiBookings@gmail.com. For all the links, go to lyricalspit.com.
Help keep this show free by buying some of our swag of apparel at butcherspit.com. We have t-shirts, hoodies, and even baby onesies. That's butcherspit.com.
Be sure to check out Murky Chronicles, drops every Friday. Hosted by yours truly, Theyfala, the Butcher Dobashi, and Kenny Roberts. With guests, stories, news on unexplained and bizarre happenings, you can listen on your favorite podcast platforms or just go to lyricalspit.com for the latest shows and links.